I really enjoyed Forged by Fire, you see. It was Forged by Fire, Yeah, with Chitty Sompala. Where's Chitty gone now, I wonder? Anyway, I hung on to Firewind, for that is the band we're talking about, for about two or three other albums, and then thought, nah. Well, no, I didn't think, nah. Other things just got in the way, I suppose, or replaced that interest in Firewind. And there's the narrative of, oh, well, you get a lot of different vocalists, you know. And that leans into that, oh, I don't know why the vocalists keep leaving, all that. Which is just ignoring the music, isn't it? And so I approach the new album, Stand United, which has got very good reviews, with a kind of sigh, I suppose, and an expectation that this is going to be sort of power metal, very heavy, and I'm going to enjoy it, but think, well, what else is there? Well, I'll tell you what else there is. Letting the Sun Shine In. Let the sun shine. Let the sun shine. Yeah, they've let the sun shine in because this is more accessible. A lot more accessible. It's really well done, you know. Herbie Langan's on vocals. Great, great. Really a great vocal, but a warm vocal. And great for this sort of classic rock-tinged feel. However, listen, Chains is a bit like The Cult. I mean, it hardens up a bit, but it really is good. But it sounds like The Cult. And he sounds like Ian Astbury in it. Anyway, let's start with Salvation Day, which has a nice lilting bridge and a piano in the verse. That's very nice. Stand United is more of a pummeling pusher, but it's got a hard rock solo rather than a metallic solo. And The Power Lies Within has almost, listen, whisper it, a melodic rock type chorus. Yes, melodic rock. Really accessible, this. Meaty riffing in Come Undone with that sirening synth, just to keep you thinking, what's going to happen next? And then Fallen Angel sounds like Dio. And so does Herbie. He sounds like Ronnie James Dio. That's something that's difficult to do. It's got a rangy, whittlesome solo from Gus. His work is far, I believe, far warmer and far more, I suppose, it throws more of an arm around your shoulder than it has been in previous years, albums. Land of Chaos has that melodic rock middle again. I can say it now out loud. That's two tracks that sound like a melodic rock chorus. That's great. It just shows a real understanding of what they can do and a real confidence that they can say, hang on, we haven't gone this way yet. Let's do that. That shows that they really believe in their sound and they really believe in their quality. And I love it. We finish with a huge rock ballad. I mean, this one can be seen from the space station. You can see Gus giving a sweet lyrical solo, fingers flying while you're taking your space walk. And this album, Stand United, is probably the second best album I've heard from Firewind. Forged in Fire? It's still the best album, I believe, that they produce, but because that's got a classic rock feel to it. So has this, but melodic rock. Who'd have thunk it, eh? And it really works well, because you have to go for it. You have to believe in it. And they go for it hugely. That really pays off. Well done, Gus G. Well done, the rest of you. Well done, Herbie. Well done, Petros Christou. Well done, Joe Nunes. Well done. Really well played. Beautifully done. Great, accessible, hard rock. I never expected that from Firewind. And that made me want to listen yet again. Ta-ta.